no one is going to run against Trump in the Republican side and win because you're not going to get the Trump supporters. They are all in on Trump. Unless he has a stroke, unless something happens, it's horrible. They're all in on Trump. If you run against Trump, you're now the enemy of Trump. If I was friends with DeSantis, I'd be like, don't do it. You can't beat that guy. You just can't. When that guy gets out there and he's waving to people and they're going crazy, you're not beating that. There's a fucking, and the fact that he was the president for 4 years and the country was in a great economic situation and it looked like his policies were actually effective and that it looked like the unemployment was down, all business was building, regulations were being relaxed, more things were getting done. You know, when you look at it from a policy perspective, if you just look at it on paper, what he did was effective. A lot of people think it was effective. You don't like him as a personality, so you ignore that. Don't do that. Look at it in terms of a policy perspective. People liked the ideas that he was putting forward. And now you're seeing like, oh, the wall is raised. Now the fucking everybody thinks there needs to be a wall. Even the mayor of New York City is now calling to stop immigration
That's
into his
right.
city. And this was the guy that called it for it to be a sanctuary state. When the reality of what your policies, what kind of actions you put forth, what the results of that are, and those results are highly negative. You're forced to sort of recollect your thoughts and come up with a new perspective. And that's what the mayor of New York City is doing right now. When you just look at what Trump's policies were, and then obviously COVID hits, there's a lot to that, the lockdowns, the economic collapse, all the shit that came with that. None of that is good. And then Trump holds up this like hope to bring us back to where we were when he was in office. You're not going to beat that. I don't think they're going to beat that. I don't think when you look at the Russia collusion, when you look at the Steele dossier, when you look at all the bullshit they tried to throw at him that we now know is bullshit, not just bullshit, but coordinated bullshit. When you look at the fact that they suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story and that 51 intelligence agency representatives signed off on that to say that this was Russian disinformation, which they know is not true. That's scary because now you have the intelligence agencies colluding to keep a guy from being president that was president during a time where the country was thriving economically. You're not going to beat that guy.
Would he get your vote?
He'd get my vote before, excuse me, he'd get my vote before Biden. I said that before. I don't think that, I never thought that Biden was going to make it. I never thought that he was going to be functional. You know, like regardless of what kind of power the president actually has, and it appears under Trump, the president has a lot more power than we think they do. But under Biden, it's like he's handled. Like he's just out there talking and saying, the real problem is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, what he's done is terrible. What he did in the office, it's all nonsense. It's like everyone's treating him with kid gloves because they don't want to prop up Trump. They don't want to go after him because it'll weaken the Democratic Party.
That was unbelievable. That was really one of the best summaries in under 3 minutes for why Trump is absolutely running away with this thing. That was, of course, the one and only Joe Rogan speaking to the social media star Patrick Bet-David, who was his guest at the time. That actually was a clip from several weeks back, but it's making the rounds again on social media as of today. And I didn't get to comment on it when it first came out. And what's so awesome is that Trump has become even more dominant since Rogan originally aired that monologue. In many respects, what Rogan just said there was indeed prophetic. Trump is unbeatable. As we stand today, Trump is absolutely unbeatable. And he's going to have Joe Rogan voting for him come November of 2024. Now, again, since that clip aired, Rogan has been having a bit of a bromance with Trump and Trump's team. You may have seen Rogan giving some love to Tucker Carlson at the USC 295 fight over the weekend with Trump there, of course, in attendance. That was so awesome to see the two of them there together there. That night in Madison Square Garden, just a couple of days back, was so huge in terms of seeing with our own eyes how the winds have begun to completely change since 2020. Trump is crushing it. And more people want him back as president. And it looks like they're going to get their wish because you're not going to believe who else, along with Rogan, is now fully embracing Trump. This is going to blow your mind. But first, for you Patriot business owners out there, you've got to meet my good friend Josh Zaglowski, co-founder of ERC Specialists. He has an amazing payroll protection company exclusively dedicated to understanding and maximizing what's called the CARES Act Employee Retention Credit. If you're a small business owner looking to get up to $26,000 per employee back from bumbling Biden, click on that link in the description below to see if you qualify today. This is an absolutely amazing opportunity. Click on that link right now. Take a look at this rather panicked piece from the Washington Post. The Spanish-speaking media outlet Univision, which was notoriously anti-Trump throughout 2016-2020, is now, like Rogan, fully embracing Trump. Take a look at this. This is Trump doing what would have been unthinkable just a few months ago. He's sitting down with Univision just about 6 days ago for an interview at Mar-a-Lago. He had invited the executives at Univision to his home there, and they all came. They spent several hours with Trump, and the ultra-leftists over at the Washington Post are utterly freaking out over it. They're realizing that the Latino vote is swinging massively towards Trump by double digits, and so does Univision. They know that if they want to stay on air, they're going to have to accurately represent the sentiments of Latino voters, which are now increasingly pro-Trump. Now, in fairness, those sentiments have certainly changed dramatically. There was a time back in 2016 when nearly 8 in 10 Latinos were voting Democrat. That's gone. Those days are over. Trump is consistently polling in the high 40s with Hispanics. He and Biden are basically 50-50 at this point, which is a disaster for Biden. But it's not just Latinos. You may have heard about this astonishment here. One of the co-founders of BLM has come out and endorsed Trump. Mark Fisher, the founder of the Black Lives Matter chapter in Rhode Island, chairman of BLM in Maryland, he has now publicly endorsed President Trump for 2024. And in doing so, he's tracking with a massive surge in the black vote for Trump, a surge that's beyond anything any Republican has seen in half a century, that according to an assessment by the Washington Post. Indeed, we now have data that shows that Trump is actually winning. He is beating Biden with the non-white male vote. When all is said and done, I would argue it all comes down to precisely what Joe Rogan was talking about there. It's the overwhelming advantage of what Dick Morris refers to as Trump's hybrid candidacy. Trump is both incumbent and candidate, or as Rich Barris puts it, he's both incumbent and insurgent. Trump has a proven record that he can appeal to that's infinitely better than Biden's. But he's new. He's not the incumbent. He's new. He's an insurgent that can change the policies that are in place now by this disastrous Biden administration. Everywhere Trump goes, he can point to success after success after success as a proven track record for getting our nation back on track, just like Joe Rogan talked about. This is the advantage that Trump has as a unique hybrid candidate. And one of the reasons why he's so unbeatable is that no other GOP candidate has that advantage. None of them. This is why Trump is awesomely formidable. And more people who up until now would never have given him the time of day are recognizing just that, and they're taking their place on the Trump train, riding full speed ahead. Hey gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you too have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.